Welcome to the next Distinctive Coaching podcast, in which I'm talking to Yolanda Collinson, Executive Coach and Premier League Mentor. Yolanda works with successful leaders in business and in elite sport as they navigate the unprecedented demands placed upon them. At Distinctive People, we're speaking to a range of coaches over the next 12 months about coaching for performance and the lessons we can learn in business from sport. The coaches we're meeting all have a personal experience, interest or business connection with a particular sport, and we're delighted to be speaking to Yolanda. Hello Yolanda, lovely to catch up with you today. I know you coach leaders in the Premier League, and I'm curious, is working in sport different or is it the same?
Hi Penny, thanks very much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here to get to talk about this. In answer to your question, the answer is yes. Yes, it is the same, and yes, it is different. There are parallels, but it can be quite a different space for everyone. I'm really privileged actually to cross over both industries because, like you just said, there's a lot of learning that can come from both sides. And I've always believed that there's a lot of lessons there that can inform each other. So really delighted to be sharing that with you today. I think the first thing to talk about is the individuals that I work with are actually very successful and very capable individuals, and they are operating in a high performance environment. And I would be surprised if your listeners haven't experienced this themselves firsthand as leaders, whether they're under pressure to perform and show up daily for their team, whether they are really finding that change is becoming at a pace that's unmanageable, and their own sort of health and well-being is being threatened as well as they try and, like you say, navigate the unprecedented demands that they have on their roles. So I would sort of speak to your listeners now and ask them, you know, how does that feel? How does that feel when you're in that position of having these huge demands? Is it frustrating and scary? Are there too many unknowns, and is it confusing? And does it feel like there's just too big a hill to climb for them? The problem with feeling like this is that whilst we're feeling like that, we are still under the pressure to perform and to perform daily at a constant pace. And that's very difficult. It's a very tough combination.
So when do you get called in, Yolanda, and what's your approach?
So my approach, regardless of whether I'm working with leaders in business or in sports, is to meet that individual where they are currently. And what that means is there are effectively three different places that they could be talking to me from. The first place is a very operational level, in whereby we are talking about an organisational goal and how we're going to work towards that. However, things don't often go the way that we plan. So when things go wrong, or perhaps things go the way that we didn't expect, they can be highly emotive. So I tend to spend some time here, if the client is happy to figure out, well, what did that mean for them? How did that feel? And what emotions are showing up for them? And how does that serve or not serve them in their day-to-day job? There is another level as well, and that is a much deeper level where, once the coaching relationship has secured a level of trust, we may explore the stories that they're sort of telling themselves that play into their behaviours at work, their belief systems, and a lot of it is around their identity as well and how that shows up. So I call these three levels the three floors. The operational level is the first floor, and this focuses on the day-to-day running of the business, and we might look at ways to improve that. The next floor is the ground floor, and the ground floor is the human floor. So this is the area where our emotions show up and play into our role. The final floor is often not visible to everybody else, and sometimes we don't like to look at it either. And this is called the hidden floor. And this is where we look at the stories that we tell ourselves that then play into who we believe that we are. And I call this the hidden floor because it's inaccessible to other people unless we invite them in. And sometimes we don't want to admit it to ourselves that it exists. But what I have found when I'm working with leaders in business and in sport is that this is where the transformational learning really happens.
Well, thanks, Yolanda. That's really interesting, and we'll give our listeners lots of food for thought, I'm sure, in terms of working at the different levels. And one that we can question ourselves about, what level are we working with, you know, with peers or colleagues. You also recently spoke on a panel discussion at the Premier League Mentor Summit about influencing equality, diversity and inclusion. Meeting of leaders where they are, how essential is this to create a more inclusive environment?
It's absolutely crucial in creating an inclusive environment, because to create the inclusive environment, we need to really know ourselves well, and knowing how that plays into the environment that we work in, and also for our colleagues as well. So just imagine knowing yourself well enough that you can then use the foresight of your actions and inactions in some cases, and how that impacts others around you. But it's not just that. People feel included when they feel valued, safe, respected, trusted, and with a sense of belonging. But I think that has to start with you. So maybe you have never felt this way on your place of work. And if so, what was missing out of those attributes? What needed to happen to make you feel included? And how does that inform your leadership style and how you speak to others and how you seek to find out from your team what is missing for them? And it isn't as deep as it sounds. You know, we're not crossing over to therapy here. But what I'm inviting you all to do is to get really curious. The coaching relationship really nurtures that feeling, as I've just described, of being valued, safe, respected, trusted, and with a sense of belonging. And as we go into the conversation, we sometimes work closely to the boundary of coaching and therapy. But this is quite critical too, because this is where transformational learning can really happen. Having equality, diversity and inclusion can only happen if we understand that this is fundamentally human. And working at the first floor may only go as far as maybe a paper exercise or a tick box exercise. And I know a lot of that happens in the business world as well. It's not a judgment at all from me. It's just raising the awareness that there is a deeper level to go if they are willing to do so. The good news, though, is that they don't have to go there alone. And when they are ready, we can unlock the door to the hidden room together.
So once you've met them where they are, Yolanda, how do you take them to high performance?
So I think this is a really good use of sporting analogies, because when we are under pressure with workload or deadlines, there's a tendency for us to work harder and for longer periods of time. But that wouldn't happen in the sporting world necessarily if they were working towards performing better. So if I can use the analogy of an athlete, and if we look at their very intentional training schedule that they have, they will have periods of practice, they will have periods of rest, recovery, reflection and conversations with their coach. So creating the schedule manages for them what has to happen, when it has to happen, and it includes everything that the athlete needs to perform better. So I'm wondering whether this could work in the business world. And what I want to talk about in particular today, because it's a very large topic, but if we think about this rest and recovery period, when do business leaders actually get the opportunity to do that? Yes, they might go on holiday. Yes, they might have the weekends, but they are breaks from their workplace, hopefully, if they choose it to be that way, to think about something else. But then they're lacking that space to be intentionally thinking about their work whilst not actually working. And this is what we can do with coaching. And in that coaching space, we can really get to grips with the things that they are finding challenging at the moment and find ways to move forward. And another good tip is to use visualization, like in the sports world. So if you're an individual who has an extremely important meeting coming up, have you thought about using visualization, how you might come across in that meeting, how it might look, what you might feel like, and what it will be like for the people? What are they hearing from you? And I use this quite a lot when I have public speaking roles as well. So the rest, recovery, and visualization methods are quite useful. And they're not just a timetable. It's more like a blueprint for how and when to deploy and conserve your energy and focus. And this could work towards a higher performance.
So Yolanda, you know, there seems to be a lot to be thinking about, whether you work in business or in sport. What would you say is the first step?
So the first step is something that your listeners can do right now if they want to. They can certainly have a go at doing it today. And it's to consider for one moment where they are. So if I'm talking to your listeners, what I'm asking is, where are you right now and what is it like for you? What would you like to change? And if that change were possible, how would your life be different? So there's quite a lot of questions there. And this takes some time to think about, I think, because we're not often very good at being honest with ourselves. So it really requires a frank and honest discussion with yourself. And maybe that is a really good place to start. And when you know where you are, and when you are ready to complete the following sentence, if I can throw a sentence out there, Penny, for them to finish, I would invite you to have a go at finishing this sentence. And the sentence is, now that I am here, I really feel like...
And that's for all of us to answer. Yes.
It is. Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank. Thank you, Yolanda. Thanks very much. And thanks all for listening. For further information on this topic, do contact us and look out for our next Distinctive Coaching podcast shortly.